In the foothills of the Chiricahua Mountains, northwest of the Slaughter Ranch, a man lowered the spyglass through which he had been peering. His dark eyes gleamed in anticipation under the blue bandana tied around his forehead to hold back the crudely cropped, shoulder-length black hair. He was dressed in a blousy blue shirt, breechcloth, and high-topped boot moccasins. A strip of cloth dyed red was tied around his lean waist as a sash. He carried a knife tucked into that sash. A Winchester leaned against the rock by which he stood. The man lifted his arm and pointed toward the southeast.
There lies the ranch of the one called Slaughter. We will go there tonight and spill much blood.
The 15 warriors lifted their rifles above their heads and pumped the weapons up and down. A few yards away, a white man stood watching with his hat tipped forward so that the brim shaded his face.
You're really getting them worked up, Ottaway.
You know I am called El Infierno, the fires of hell.
Sure, sure. I'd forgotten how you hombres sometimes take mechs' names.
Ned Becker hadn't forgotten at all. Calling El Infierno by the name he'd been given when he was born was Becker's way of reminding the Apache that they had known each other since they were boys. Indians had long memories, sure enough, but sometimes, if their blood got hot enough, they conveniently forgot that they had promised not to kill a fella, especially a bloodthirsty bunch like these renegade mescaleros.
I know the ranch is too far away for you to see it from here, even with that telescope, but my scouts report that Don Eduardo is there with his herd of crossbreeds. They'll be celebrating tonight. You can take my word for that.
This man Slaughter is said to be a good fighter. He will have guards.
Sure he will. But they'll be thinking about how they're missing the barbecue and the wine and the dancing, and they won't be as alert as they ought to be. Your men should be able to slip past them.
My warriors are like spirits in the night. No one will see them until they are ready to be seen.
Fine. You hold up your end of the deal, and I'll hold up mine.
They understood each other. Indians liked to bargain. Becker knew that. That and his old friendship with the war chief had made him bold enough to ride into Bottaway's camp hidden in these rugged, isolated mountains when most men wouldn't have dared do such a thing. Ned Becker wasn't most men, though, as those who had been unlucky enough to cross him had found out. He was almost as dark as the Apaches, but black beard stubble covered his lantern jaw. His eyes, under the pulled-down hat brim, blazed with hatred. He kept those fires banked most of the time because he knew it was dangerous for a man to let his emotions get out of control. But every now and then, the flames inside him leaped up and threatened to consume him from the inside out if he didn't cut loose. When he did, somebody usually died. Becker figured if anybody ought to be known as the fires of hell, it was him. He wasn't going to argue about it with Bottaway, though. The war chief was too useful to risk making him mad.
Remember, hit him hard and fast. That'll draw Slaughter's crew and Don Eduardo's men away from the herd. My men and I will take care of everything else.
Bottaway's lip curled slightly in disdain. To an Apache's way of thinking, stealing more cattle than you could eat was a waste of time and effort. For that matter, they would rather steal horses, since a warrior could ride a horse, and they preferred the taste of horse meat to beef.
You will deliver the rifles?
In 2 weeks or less, just as we agreed. 50 brand new Winchesters and 1,000 rounds of ammunition for each.
Bottaway nodded in solemn satisfaction. Offering him money wouldn't have accomplished a damn thing, Becker knew. The Apaches didn't have any use for it. But the lure of rifles had been more than the war chief could resist. Only a few of Bottaway's men were armed with Winchesters. Most of the others carried single-shot Springfields taken from dead cavalrymen. A couple even had muzzle-loading flintlocks that had been handed down for generations after being stolen from fur trappers farther north. Most of the Apaches were on reservations now, but isolated bands of renegades still hid in the mountains. It was Bottaway's dream to mold those groups into a band large enough to do some real damage to the cavalry and to the white settlements in the territory. With modern rifles to use as a lure, he might well succeed in bringing together all the Bronco Apaches. In the night, he probably thought about doing all the bloody things Cochise and Geronimo had never been able to accomplish. Becker knew what that was like. He had a dream of his own. His old friend Bottaway didn't know anything about that, and there was no reason to tell him. As long as Bottaway and his men did what Becker needed them to do, that was the only thing that mattered. If they did, then Becker's long-sought vengeance would be right there in front of him where he could reach out and grasp it at last.